So my name is Murray Wattel, and I'm swimming freestyle, freestyle and sprint butterfly. But my main specialty is 100 fly. So I'm in France, in the French Alps. This is where my parents live. And I wanted to go back to France because at least I'm at home with my family and there is a garden, and I think the weather is a bit better than Loughborough. So it's quite nice, and at least, yeah, I can enjoy the sun and, yeah, trying to take advantage of the situation and spending more time with my family. Well, for sure, for Christmas time, for Christmas break. So it's like 10 days, and then like I go back home like 3 weeks, 1 month during summer break, and that's it. So yeah, that's not a lot. Sometimes they're following me at my competition. So if I'm doing French nationals, they're coming to see me. Sometimes even they're going to Loughborough, but it's not very often. So different. So when I was in Loughborough, I was swimming in the morning, like 5:30 in the morning or 10 o'clock. So it's quite a big difference, but I'm always swimming in the morning. And then I'm doing the gym, and the afternoon I'm doing another swimming session. And now I'm still trying to stay at 3 workouts per day, but I'm running in the morning. I'm doing like 5-6K running, which is quite new for me. And then I'm trying to do a gym session at home. Like, I've got a pull-up bar, I've got a few stuff, so I'm trying to do kind of a gym session. And then I'm doing a biking the afternoon. So it's still intense, but I'm not swimming. It's different. But at least I'm discovering other sports. For example, I never did more than 3K running, and now I'm really I'm improving every session because I'm new at it. So it's pleasant to like to try something else, and I think it can be beneficial for me in the future. So of course it's not my sport, I can feel it, I'm more comfortable in the water, but it's not too bad. It's just not natural when I'm running, like, and just don't feel right when I do it. It's very funny, but I think I can improve, so it's at least I can get better every time. And my first mistake I made, and I think I was trying to go too fast, too quickly. And this is like a beginner mistake. But when I started to run with my sister, it was because she's doing running like 2-3 times a week. She helped me to like on the technique and stuff like that. So yeah. I think I spend more time on my psychology, on the psychology aspect of sports. I'm doing call with my sports psychologist every week. So I think I'm working more with him now since I'm in the lockdown. So I think it can be beneficial after for the future. And I'm working on the try to visualize my race and what can I improve, what can I do better, and try to reinforce the good movement in my brain, and then I will be able to do it when I will swim, hopefully. So I think it can be beneficial. I think it's important to take advantage of the situation and just to relax and feel maybe more fresh after this break. I think my main objective of this lockdown too is kind of chill and relax and take the pressure off a bit, because 2020 was supposed to be a big year for me and for a lot of athletes, of course, with the Olympics. And now I just feel like I need to relax a bit, and hopefully when I will get back in the pool, I will be like mentally really fresh to start a new year, because 2021 will be the big one now. So this is my objective. My goal was to make an Olympic final on the 100 fly. So I think it was realistic to set that goal, and now I'm thinking maybe I will be better next year. So maybe, I don't know, maybe a top five, a top four, maybe a podium would be nice. But I think it's basically the same goal, but maybe I will be more ambitious next year, because it's one more year in the bank and can be beneficial. I'm training. Well, she loves running, so she's it's funny because she's teaching me a lot of stuff, and usually it's me, the athletes in the family. So, and it's more fun to do it with my sister anyway. I try to run on my way, but it's not the same thing. And with my sister, we're doing a lot of workouts, like basic stuff like ab circuits or cardio. And it's good to have like a partner. Like when you're swimming, you're never on your own. And it's the same here. I've got my sister, I've got my partner with me. So it's quite good. And it's good to share moments like that with my sister too. Well, personally, I feel lucky for myself, because I think I've got a good lockdown situation, and I can't complain about my situation. And I think it's completely different for people living on their own. Maybe if they don't have a garden, or they have to stay in their apartment, it's very difficult. And I think if I can give an advice, it's just to try to connect with, spending more time to call your family, your friends, maybe someone you may lose sight with, someone. Try to have a social life, even if you're on your own, and maybe doing like live workout with your friends. I'm doing it. I think a lot of people are doing it. Like we call on FaceTime, or we're doing a Zoom meeting, and we're doing the sport together. And I think this is a way to spend the lockdown a bit more easily. I would say, you know, for example, I never have time to tidying up my room, for example. I know it's stupid, but like I'm really enjoying to, I'm always finding other stuff, and I'm finding pictures of myself when I was a baby, and I think it's good to maybe do a big cleanup, a big tidying up of thing. And well, that's my advice I can do. I think when you do it, you feel better. So if you can do it, that's good. And you remember yourself when you were young, and that's funny to see how you evolve. I found a picture of me very funny. So